Do they raise much sheep around here?
Well, there are quite a bit many, yes. Good many farmers are engaged in raising sheep to a certain extent.
You put the cows out to graze in the
pasture? Be the only word I know.
And what kind of fences do they have around here, Mr. Johnson?
Wire fences.
What kind of wire?
Well, electric, a lot of them are.
What about the kind of stickers on them?
Barbed wire.
They use that much?
Well, they always have.
They ever call it any other kind of wire that's just not barbed and it's not electric?
Woven wire.
And do they make that any thicker at the bottom to keep the hogs out? They call it.
Yes.
What do they call that?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Did you ever say hog tight?
Oh, yes, I've heard that expression.
What is it?
Hog tight. Wire fence.
And what about out of wood? Do they make any fences out of wood?
No rail fences that I know of.
That's what you'd call it if you saw one.
That's what I'd think they were.
Did they ever used to have them around here?
Yes, oh yes.
What did they look like? How were they? Were they nailed together or?
No, they're placed together so that the corners lap over each other just enough that they stay in place, and then put another row of them on top of that, and sometimes they drive stakes at those joints to keep them from slipping away.
They still call out a rail fence even if it has a stake in it?
Oh, yes, I think they would.
It doesn't say stake and rider.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know that term.
Okay.
I've heard it too, but I don't.
Now, sometimes around the house they'll have a fence that has little boards going up and down, a little painted white. So.
Picket fence?
And if you had a picket fence, every so often you'd have to have.
Posts.
And do you have any fences out of rocks or stones?
I seldom see them in this country.
If you would see one, what would you say? Look, there's a.
Well, I'd call it a stone fence, but I don't know if there's any better expression for it. Or a rock? I don't know. So I just don't know.
There just aren't any stones around, I guess.
Well, not too many.
Do they have, I'll come to that later. Now, if you're going to have company, you might use your very best Haviland.
China?
Do you ever put an egg under a setting hen? Not a real
one. A mock egg.
Do you ever make that out of China?
Yes, I think that's what they are. Or it might be white glass, I just don't know.
What would you call it, a China?
China eggs is what we used to call them.
Okay. And if you wanted to carry some, wanted to carry some water from one place to another, you'd probably carry it in a metal
pail.
And if you wanted to carry some milk from one place to other, you'd carry it in a
milk bucket or pail. I don't, either word would be correct, I think.